We acknowledge that we are creating this podcast on the traditional land of Treaty 6.
Et sur la terre de la nation métisse de la région 4 de l'Alberta.
Api Inuit Saha, Anikut Vivida, Adivasi Janatava, Tapiriganamu.
Yatsip Shotkovie označili teritoria od vieku.
Isang lugar na malugod na tinatanggap ng maraming tao mula sa iba't ibang panig ng mundo upang dito manirahan at gawing tahanan.
A place that has welcomed many people from around the world to make their home here.
Hello and welcome to the first episode of our fifth year of the SJT Immigration Project. My name is Lex.
And my name is Caleb. We are so excited to present our stories for you this year. In fact, at the end of the season, we have a special episode for you from the Mayor of Edmonton.
He came in earlier this year and spoke to two of our students here at Sir John Thompson, and we are super pumped to share about that.
In the meantime, some of the Enhanced Academic Program students here at Sir John Thompson Junior High School have great interviews for you to hear. They range from family to friends, young and old.
Our aim with the podcast is to create a record of these stories for future generations and those that may be entering Canada. So far, we've produced somewhere around 50 or so interviews throughout all of our previous seasons.
Today's episode features interviews with Kristen and her mom and also Reese interviewing his father. Enjoy!
Why did you want to immigrate to Canada?
Because Canada is a land of opportunity and life back home is so hard. And I was thinking Canada is good if I get kids in the future. So I choose Canada as my home country.
What was your life like back in your home country?
Okay, life back home, I used to work there in the company, in the office. Even you work 6 days in a week, it's not enough to support if you're going to have a family of your own. It's only good if you're alone, then it will support yourself. So I plan to go to the other country before Canada because the fastest way to go in Canada is you have to get out from Philippines, go to other country, and from there you have to cross country. Then I landed here in Canada. So I came from Hong Kong. I work in Hong Kong for 4 years, then moving to Canada.
Was it hard to leave your family and friends behind?
It's really hard because I'm the only one. I started working in Hong Kong and I'm alone. And my family is all of them are back home. And every time there's like a gatherings, like there's a reunion, family reunion, Christmas, New Year, I've never been with them, so I'm alone celebrating by myself. And it's like it's so hard.
Did you encounter any hardships or problems along the way?
Yes, because before coming here in Canada, in the Philippines, I work in the company. But I go to Hong Kong as a nanny because that's the fastest way. I applied only for 3 months, then I'm in Hong Kong. And in Hong Kong, I have to work there for 4 years. For 2 years, I work with a family and I took care of one baby, 6 months. It's really hard because they are very sensitive of the babies. Sometimes you don't have to sleep at night, the whole night you're awake. And the whole day you're even awake too, and we only have 1 day off. And the day off is only like you go out at 7 o'clock a.m. and then you have to go back at 9 o'clock p.m. Then you're not even enjoying your life. It's like work every single day. And sometimes it depends on... I wasn't lucky from my other... from my first employer, but... last employer coming here in Canada, I was so lucky because they are so nice. I only have a dog to look after, and my employer are very supportive of me to come here in Canada. And coming here in Canada, I'm also a nanny. I took care of 3 kids, but they are very nice people. The kids love me. They treat me as a family. the hardest part is when you're leaving them, then they don't, especially my my madam, she doesn't want to leave me. Then at the end, she kind of like ruining my reputation when moving here in Alberta, because I need a reference, and she didn't give me any reference at all. It's just that my new employer trusts me that I can do whatever she expected me to do. And that's, I win their trust, and along the way they support me. That's it.
Is your life better now that you are here?
I can say that my life is really better, because coming here in Canada, I also dream of having my own house, buying my car. Before, when I was 90, I just see my friend, she had a small car with a sunroof. I was like, okay, maybe in the future, I stay here in Canada, I can buy that. And I was so lucky I got my SUV, so it's a bigger car than the small car. And it's also a sunroof, and I have my bigger house, and I have my two beautiful kids. Then the company that I'm working with now, they give me a chance, so I have a better salary. So my life here in Canada is all good.
What scared you the most about immigration?
Okay, the one that scared me the most is like, if the people is going to accept me, that's the only thing. And sometimes because of the language barrier, sometimes it's so hard to communicate. That's the one that scared me the most. But at the end, I already, I think I'm good now. Sometimes you have to develop the confidence. The most scariest thing is to get out of your comfort zone. So I have to mingle with all those people. Those Canadians, they are so very loving people. They accept you. Some are racist, of course, but still, if you gain their trust, they will trust you.
Why did you want to immigrate to Canada?
Well, it's because that's where actually where my parents work for a long time, and they've seen that there's more opportunities that we can probably take and probably a better future for us.
Okay. How easy was the immigration process?
The process, I don't think it's not easy, especially immigrating here in Canada, because there are many steps that has to be taken in order to be successful. Sometimes like the process can take to a number of months, and in some cases it could be like a few years to wait for the process. And if you make a mistake in one of the process, they will return it, and then you have to like redo again the process and then return it back to immigration.
How long did it take for you guys to get accepted?
I can't remember on top of my head, but we were kind of lucky. I think for us was like, it took probably like a couple months. I'd say like in the span of like 5 months, maybe 6 months.
Do you remember what year it was when you immigrated?
Yeah, so we immigrated here 1999.
Oh, 19.
Yeah. I was 17 years old at the time. Yeah. I think it was a month of, I'd say around April. Yeah, or June.
Did you encounter any hardships while you guys were in the process of immigrating?
A little bit. I think it's more the process when we weren't back home, because everybody was going to school, so we have to like get off. We have to like skip school, and because we have to take a picture photo for like our passport. The problem is the processing place is not close to our city.
Yeah.
So we have to travel a couple of hours to actually get our passport done, and we have to go through like a medical review as well.
Was it back and forth, or did you just have to stay in that one place?
It's back and forth.
Oh.
So like there's a lot of people processing,
yeah,
with like passport, right? So we uh-huh. have to get in line, and there's like it involves a lot of time,
yeah,
and also financial because of processing yeah. fees, and mm-hmm. so there's a lot of involvement on financial and time.
Yeah. What was life back in the Philippines?
The life was, I'd say it's like pretty nice. I mean, we managed to like get through like day-to-day like living, right?
Yeah.
We can afford it too because mm-hmm. we have our land in there and housing, yeah. but yeah, it's nice.
Do you feel like your life's better here or like better than in the Philippines?
I would say better life here in Canada because yeah. there's a lot of opportunities, mm-hmm. and also work is the biggest thing. At the same time, if you finish school, there's a guarantee that you'll be employed somewhere else in Canada, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's an employment opportunities yeah. that always comes.
Do you have any advice for people that want to immigrate?
I think to me is just to stick to the rules and policy
yeah.
of Canada, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do not, you know, make sure that you're actually sure that you want to move in Canada.
Yeah.
And decide or kind of like get a good decision before moving out of mm-hmm. your own country. The biggest thing is like just go through the process and just follow the rules and yeah. policies here.
What was something you're scared most about immigration?
The biggest thing is like the application. Because one mistake can actually get everybody's like on, like for me, because there's like there's five of us siblings, right?
Yeah.
And one process can take a whole time to actually redo it. So that's another wait for like the processing, right? And if you get denied, that would be a problem too, because yeah. you can't probably get sent home to Philippines.
Yeah. You guys all have to like
or all of us
yeah.
yeah or some might get through and then some of your some siblings you might stay yeah. right yeah
Was it hard to leave friends or family behind?
Very hard, yeah, yeah. For me it's very hard, right? You have to remember like I was born there,
yeah,
and that's the biggest part of like your origin, like where you originated, right?
Yeah.
It's hard to like leave because you have your friends in there, your actually close families.
Yeah. You're so attached to
it. Yeah, you're attached to it, you don't want to leave. Yeah.
Last one. Why did you want to leave your home country?
To me, it's like, it's because I think like my parents found a better life in here,
mm-hmm.
so they really worked hard to actually like sponsor us
yeah
to be in Canada. And at the same time, it's also like for us, it's I think it would have been like a nice place actually to be in here.
Yeah That's all.
Okay. Good, thanks.
Thanks so much, Kristen and Reese, for those interviews.
Make sure you're subscribed to our podcasts to get episodes in your podcast app every week. And if you can, please rate and leave a review.
And tell everyone you know about it. Everyone.
Thanks so much, and see you next week.
SJT Immigration Project is a production of the Enhanced Academic Program and Social Department of Sir John Thompson. Hosts this week were Lex and Caleb. Interviews from Kristen and Reese. Music by Kara. Art by Julius. Production and supervision from Ms. Stetson and Mr. Lukinen. Find us on Twitter at SJTProjectECSD or online at anchor.fm/SJT.